A big day for General Motors.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. In a little more than an hour, GM will tell us how it did in the third quarter. It'll be the most detailed picture we've seen of its finances since the company emerged from bankruptcy last July. And as Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, things are looking better than expected.
GM owes the government $6.7 billion, and the word on the street this morning is that it'll start paying that money back this year. The first payment of $1 billion is expected next month. If it keeps up those payments, it could pay off the whole loan by the middle of 2011, which is 4 years ahead of schedule. This suggests GM is in better shape than most people thought. Paying off the loan will make the balance sheet look good, but it also means the company will have less access to cash if it needs it. Even after we get the numbers from the company this morning, it's going to be a little tricky to interpret how GM is doing. It's done a really good job of cutting costs by laying off workers and closing plants, but it's also selling a lot fewer cars than it used to. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Those third quarter numbers will include its performance during the government's Cash for Clunkers. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan calls the Clunkers program an economic turkey. A little later. World stocks are again on a buying spree. Asian shares ended the day higher, the Chinese benchmark by more than 2.5%. Japan's economy grew 1.2% in the third quarter. That's double what was forecast. The Nikkei rose 0.2% today. Investors in Asia and Europe are liking some positive retail news from last week and that gold prices hit a new record. European markets up right now, shares in London and Paris by more than 1%. Wall Street ended the week on a high note again. The S&P added 0.5% on Friday. The Dow was up 73 points to close at 10,270. The major indices tacked on about 2.5% for the week. The Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke speaks today. He's taking questions at the Economic Club of New York. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has a preview.
Fed watchers aren't expecting major news out of today's speech. Lyle Gramley is a senior economic advisor with Soleil Securities. He says Fed economists have already indicated that the emergency measures put in place last year aren't going anywhere anytime soon.
The Fed still believes strongly, as I do, that inflation is not only going to stay low, but probably go still lower yet, and that therefore it would be a mistake for the Fed to start raising interest rates.
Of course, no big news doesn't mean no news at all. Dan Greenhouse is chief economic strategist at Miller Tabak.
When they go out there and they speak, especially Ben Bernanke, they want to tell you something. You just have to sometimes dig through a lot of trash to find the diamond in the rough, so to speak.
And for Greenhouse, that diamond might be an idea of just what indicators Bernanke is looking at to determine when it's time to ramp up interest rates and stop propping up various parts of the economy. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Reuters this morning reports General Electric and Comcast have agreed on a board structure for their joint venture proposal with NBC Universal. Seems everybody likes a good world-ender flick. The global disaster movie 2012 was number one at movie theaters over the weekend. It pulled in $65 million stateside, and the studio says it racked up $225 million worldwide.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. $25 trillion of investment assets are accounted for with software from SunGard Financial Systems. More information at SunGard.com. Marketplace is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as The Splendid Table, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
Can you believe Thanksgiving is next week? And 'tis the season when millions of us will be devouring some plump, juicy turkey. Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan is looking at some turkeys of his own, or as we like to call them, foul business dealings. Topping his list, the popular Cash for Clunkers program. He's with us now to talk about that and some other economic failures, in his opinion, of the past year. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, Cash for Clunkers. I mean, I thought, Alan, this brought people into the dealerships. I mean, got them buying when they had no incentive to do so before. Are you saying it's a dud?
Yeah, because even though it did, in fact, increase sales while the program was on, it's decreased sales that would be happening now. Also, the used car market lost a whole lot of low-end used cars, which increases the price to the people who shop in that market, who are the lower-income people, who are the people we're trying to help.
All right. Next turkey is Citibank and Phibro. I mean, if the U.S. government, i.e. the American taxpayer, owns 34% of Citi, right? These are bankers. Why didn't they know better?
They sold Phibro energy trading business for $1 billion under pressure from the government, and they could have easily gotten $1.5 billion, probably more, if they had been able to sell it freely instead of under the gun. And the reason they sold it, as I'm sure you remember, is that they were going to have to pay some of the people there so much money under their contracts that it wouldn't have run afoul, you should forgive the expression, of the Pazar.
All right, next turkey is TARP, right, and these warrants.
Right. The government got a piece of the action when it made TARP loans to banks. But under the rules, banks have the right to buy back their piece of the action, which are known as stock purchase warrants, when they repay TARP. So most of the government's warrants got sold very, very early when the stocks of these banks was only starting to rise. And had they waited, we would have gotten a better price.
What about future turkeys? More or fewer turkeys in the future, Alan?
Always more turkeys. Always more turkeys. You look around and there's a ton of cheap money now in the world and some deals are starting to get done. The government is holding interest rates too low. It's trying to inflate the housing prices again. All of this is producing poults, which are baby turkeys, to those of us who didn't grow up on farms.
Yeah.
And I am sure that next year or the year after, we will have, in time for Thanksgiving, another whole new batch of turkeys.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us this morning. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, a long-ago high school student wants to make good on a couple of way overdue books. A librarian in Phoenix says the former student returned a couple of books checked out 51 years ago. There was a money order along with the books for $1,000 to cover the fines. The Camelback High librarian says the former student doesn't want to be named. The money will be used to buy more books for the school library. Hey, check us out online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.